Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
Now this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis Preston, are the rumors true? Can you confirm?
Okay.
You have seen a movie in theaters.
The rumors are true. And not only did I see a movie, I decided,
yes,
like, if I'm going to see a movie, I want the full experience.
Yeah. Now I want to hazard a guess.
Yeah.
I think I know what it is.
Okay.
But well, I also don't know.
Here's
okay,
but it's not so much about the movie I saw, because the movie I saw is not what you would normally see, I think, on a return movie thing. It is
sure.
Where I saw the movie.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now I like that. Now, what I was thinking,
mm-hmm,
and I think this applies for everyone,
mm-hmm,
if you're going to come out of a 16-month pandemic,
yeah,
you got to come back with Fast and the Furious 9.
Yeah, that's what, okay, I think most people seem to have done based on,
sure,
my experience at the movie theater, watching people leave that theater.
Mm-hmm.
Very full.
Where did you go, Alexis?
I went to go see the Sparks Brothers documentary directed by Edgar Wright.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. A.
Yeah.
B. If you haven't listened to the Sparks music, it's incredible. And they, look. Little
backstory. I'm listening. You have my full attention.
Okay.
Yes.
So
tell me.
The Sparks are a band that have been around since like the 70s, basically.
Right.
And they had a lot of almost being huge. There's a quote in it that I really like, is like, Sparks are your favorite band's favorite band.
Oh.
That,
yeah,
no one's ever heard of. So they have this really cool, like, they've worked with everyone you've ever heard of, and everybody,
mm-hmm,
loves them, yet they were never the ones on top, especially in the United States. They're way bigger in Europe.
Right.
And they're still making music. They're brothers, they're in their 80s, and they are still making some of the coolest music I've ever heard.
Come on.
Yeah.
This is astounding. Now, I'm curious, because, mm-hmm, I was at a company picnic.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about first of first.
Ooh, okay.
Live and in person.
Yeah.
And the topic on the table was a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be made to stay focused on what it was,
sure,
but I was there for the last time, because you know my signature move at a group.
Yeah.
I love to meander up and not aggressively,
sure,
as if to say, I've been here the whole time.
Of course. Yes. Yes.
I have been here the whole time. So once I meandered up, nodded aggressively, they were saying that it sounds similar,
mm-hmm,
that this group is the influence of your favorite bands. Like if you go to,
yes,
your favorite bands, you're like, hey, where did you get your sound?
100%.
They will say the Sparks.
Yes. 100%.
Same documentary.
Yes. Gotta be.
People all over town are talking about
it. It's really good. And like,
yeah,
they had a full synth album in like 1978 before people were using, you know, it's just like when you listen to it, you're like, this isn't deep in the 80s. Like they were,
right,
the ones doing it first. They're really interesting.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we,
yes,
we've got the movie. Maybe an odd choice, but I really wanted to see it. I've been waiting for,
yeah,
like a year.
Yeah. Now I do too.
Yeah, you should. But I went to,
can I tell you what's happening right now, is that listen, you're on a roll, and
yeah,
I won't take, I just want to give you a compliment in that, it was a bunch of bros that were talking about the movie. And at that point I was just like, not for me. Thanks. The second you endorse it, I'm like, I'll go tonight. I will be there tonight.
That's fair though. I, if I was in your shoes, I would also be like, nah, it's
all
probably
right,
about rock climbing bands or something.
Sure. Yeah.
Also,
yes,
I love rock climbing. I don't know why that was my go-to, but they were just, remember that surge of rock climbing documentaries?
I sure do. Yeah, Free Solo.
Yes.
I remember it well.
It's a whole bunch of them.
But you were on something,
yes,
and
okay,
I took you off of it to give you a compliment. Focus.
I don't mind.
Yes.
But where I saw it was,
yes,
Universal Studios City Walk.
Uh-oh.
Which is, you know, for those of you not in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm,
there's Universal Studios, a theme park, but before,
right,
you get in, there's what's called City Walk, which is like truly the weirdest place, I think, in the world, because parking's still really expensive as if you're going to a theme park.
Mm-hmm. $20 is what they'll charge.
Now it's,
yeah,
$10. I think it's $10 if you go after 7 p.m.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
But,
they know better.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want people to come back?
Exactly. But so there's like a huge movie theater there. And then like some of the weirdest, a smattering of stores, I think, of any place in Los Angeles, because it's like,
mm-hmm,
well, you've got your Bubba Gump shrimp.
Obviously.
You've got,
yes, which
your,
you certainly stopped by. Right?
You know what? They were full for the night. We were going to do it.
So long as the attempt was made, I
Yeah, you got to try. Okay. You know, your Buca di Beppo, these big, big giant chains, sure. Margaritaville. But then also, like, there's a Skechers store, mm-hmm. a Hot Topic, a yep. store that only sells socks,
uh-huh.
and a Sephora.
Yeah.
And I cannot yep. imagine going to that Sephora ever.
Right.
Like, when do you go, let me swing by City Walk, the place
pay
with...
$10.
Pay $10 to get right. blush?
Right. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. As somebody who worked at Universal Studios mm-hmm. Hollywood, the entertainment capital of LA for upwards of a decade, caters to the employees.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what that's for.
Yeah. I see. That makes sense.
Especially in my
sense.
Young 20s. Did I make it home the night before? Who's to say?
Who's to say?
Who's to say? So if you need to freshen up a little bit, at that point, you take yourself to Sephora and you pop by a little wow. Abercrombie & Fitch, uh-huh. give a little spritz. It's like I showered.
Wow.
It's almost as though I'm different than I was yesterday.
This honestly makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it's also really, it's a fun, you know, very active place. There's neon lights everywhere and,
yeah.
You know, you could see a celebrity maybe. Who knows? But anyway, it's a very yeah. funny, it's a funny place to be. So I was like, yeah, we're going to City Walk for the first movie
you
back.
Chose
let's,
right.
let's go.
No, you certainly
in.
Chose right. Yeah. My only note, mm-hmm. and it's not a strong one, yeah. is next time you got to make yourself a reservation at Bubba Gump.
Here's something interesting.
Quick Shrimp.
I would agree with you. You yeah. cannot make reservations at Bubba Gump Shrimp.
No.
You can only add your name to the list.
Okay. First come, first serve.
This is important. Yeah, I feel like everyone okay. needs to know this before they start booking their flights to Universal Studios. You got to get right. there early enough to put your name on the
it's
list.
It's going to be a day-long dedication.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, it's good to know. It's good to know
it's
this. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
What an outing.
Yeah. You also
what
had
an
a
outing.
First, though, yes?
Oh, I sure did. Well, I've had numerous first things
yes,
back,
true.
But the thing I wanted to speak about, mm-hmm. I forgot that I told you before the Zoom is. So now I'm going to tell you that I went to my first dinner party.
Ooh.
My friend Zach had me and four mm-hmm. other guests over for dinner.
Oh my God.
What a gift. It was... so fun uh-huh. and so nice. And it's now to the point where it's baffling how easy you snap back into place.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about a couple things. How
sure.
fancy,
yeah.
but like, are we talking two fork type dinner party or?
Ooh. Yeah. No, he knows better okay. than to invite me to such a
yeah,
thing.
Great.
No.
Yeah.
This was just, this was a come as you are.
Uh-huh.
One fork.
Yes.
But nice food.
Okay, great.
Made a nice salad, little bit of chicken, potato salad that I didn't dislike,
nice.
Which is unheard of for me.
Wow. Congrats.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
A little strawberry shortcake to cap it all off.
Yum.
What a dream. And a Martha Stewart themed drink.
Oh.
Which is great. Now, as you'll know from one of our sponsors, Freshly, I don't cook. And
That's
I'm
true.
Doubling down on that in the new world. But I have an appreciation for the people that do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's having also been to a couple of restaurants at this point. I keep like being at the restaurant being like, wow, food is so good when
so
it's made
good.
For you and then you immediately get it.
Yep.
Wow. I forgot.
It is baffling. I had my first warm French fries.
Yeah.
The other day. And it was.
Those things are good. Warm.
Heaven sent.
Yeah.
Frankly. Yeah. I feel like an angel herself delivered it to the table.
Might have been.
Yeah, look at that. Look how far we've come.
Yeah.
From, ooh, this is weird to, yeah, I'm in it.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm in it.
It's still, I do still have moments, but I will say, this is better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Honestly, of all the takes that I've read, because there's a lot of think pieces starting to come out on, is this better?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Definitively.
This is
a little bit better. But we got a lot of dog talk.
Yes.
That we should probably
we
get
must.
To.
Yeah.
What do you say? We'll circle back on New World next week?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. But yeah. for right now, go ahead and get into the dogs. Do you want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into this very episode?
I would love to. Okay. So we've got some Crit Crumb Boat updates. I have Lucky Firework dogs, and Tugboat is a terrible host. We have a Mime Up Minute from Brittany with mm-hmm. London. We've got some summer snake avoidance tips, and I've got Ooh. A summer inquiry. So I've got a question for Renee, but also for everyone. And
I love it. I saw it in the doc and I was like, oh, it's time to piggyback.
Yeah.
I also have that question.
Yeah.
I also want to know. Okay. Well, I can't wait to get to it.
Okay.
Okay. A Alexis, time for Crit Crumb Boat, where we give the updates on our dogs. Mm-hmm. How are my sweet little dinky dogs doing?
Oh, these dinky dogs. You know, okay. So 4th of July, I guess a little spoiler, it's not a spoiler, a little look behind the curtains. We are recording on 4th of July.
On 4th of July, yes. Before the fireworks go.
Yes. And I feel very lucky because, A, I'm so sorry for everyone who, like, this holiday is a horrific ordeal. Because right. I know dogs get scared and bad things happen and it's really hard. And it's the anxiety of that is horrible. And I'm really sorry. I think that because both of my dogs were rescued off the streets of Los Angeles, they don't care at all.
Yeah.
It's as if there's no sound happening at all. Every once in a while, a really loud one will happen and they'll like kind of look.
Right.
Like, that was kind of loud.
That one was loud. Yeah.
But it's like somehow that's the one thing they don't bark at.
Right.
And so it's the one thing I feel lucky about with them. Everything else sends them, you know, a person, a dog, a laundry hamper was in the street. Cricket hated that. But these like loud, what are explosions, the dogs are like, that's fine.
Sure, that's fine. It is so interesting how there is a trade-off that you're just like, okay, well, I think when they bark a lot, you can reassure yourself. Mm-hmm. They're just like, they don't care about fireworks.
Yeah.
And in Los Angeles, that's a nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice trade-off for that. It's very, I don't know if you have had this happen, but convenient for, I'd like to go out purposes.
Yes.
Because you know they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say? You're going to be great. Not so great when you have bragged to everybody, my dog doesn't care about fireworks, but you don't want to go out and you try to spend it. You're just like, well, you know, I just want him to feel comfortable. Like you just said he doesn't care.
So
put on your shoes. Let's go out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good point.
Sure. Mm. Okay. So I guess what I'm saying is let's keep this between us and the listeners.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Okay.
We can't go out bragging left and right.
Don't tell anybody.
No, don't tell
anybody else. But our dogs are fine with fire.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah.
Because I ran into my neighbor who was like, they have three dogs in their apartment.
Yeah.
All of them terrified. And, he was like prepping for the night and, getting the CBD treats out and stuff. And I was like, let me know if you need help.
Sweet.
I know.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
It's hard.
Dogs. Such a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you want to hear what's going on over here?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, Alexis. You know, and what's interesting is that you were, I had you on speed dial. It almost was, I'm going to have to outsource this to Alexis because she's going to tell me what to do. But luckily, you told me, and I'm going to forget the name, but what's the name of the trainer that you like?
Zach George.
Online? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So they saved the day, but had they not, it would have been you. So I've got, as you guys know, friend of the show, Andrea Salenzi, Dan, almost married. So this weekend, they're going to go meet Andrea's dad.
Uh-huh.
So I've got Mabel. Mabel has been over here a half a dozen times. I have pet sit her so many times. Tug and Mabel, always great. But for some reason this weekend, Tug was not having it. At all, to the point where, and again, I didn't see it, only happened twice, and I didn't see it either time. Mm-hmm. I am certain it was Tugboat's fault, but there is that, you know, the scary barks.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, they're her. And then by the time you look, Mabel was on her back with her little paws up, and Tugboat's still like yelling at her.
Yeah.
So you grab Tugboat, you throw him in the bathroom, you tell Mabel she's fine. Mabel's fine. There's nothing on her. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
A tiny part of me is, this is going to be a Cinderella reference, where the cat Lucifer will scratch the dog Bruno, and then she goes on her belly, and Bruno's like, well, you got mad at me.
Yeah.
So I don't think Mabel's clever enough to set him up, but there was,
who knows?
Tug just wasn't having it.
Yeah.
Always around food. So it's like, okay.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I get,
But
also, so all of this to say is everything is perfect now, and turns out what has to happen is that Tugboat just needs to be constantly reassured that he's the best dog. So it is the dumbest thing, Alexis, but the advice was, what you have to do is your dog has to associate the other dog with good things.
Uh-huh.
So you basically basically like make Tugboat look at Mabel while you can't get treats involved because that was a problem. Yeah, yeah. But just being like, you're so good. You're the best dog. You're great. But what was so funny is that Tugboat will throw himself on his back with his belly up. So he's just hearing how great it is. But I'm also petting Mabel simultaneously, telling Tug how good he is, petting Mabel. And then Mabel and I just give an eye to eye. I'm just like, I'm sorry. Let me placate him a little bit longer. It's got to just let him hear his name over and over again. It's Tugboat. That's our vote. We all love Tugboat.
Number one dog.
And he's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, maybe it was just a little like he was feeling like he was going to be replaced. His confidence was low.
Sure.
He's like, maybe she likes this beautiful dog better. I don't know. And I should bark at her. Yeah. And then you said, oh, you're the best dog. And he's like, oh, that was silly of me.
Ow. I'm so sorry, you, Adam, and Alexis, at this point, I'd like to remind you there are no bad dogs, only bad people. Uh-huh. And did this bad person bring Mabel into the home, welcomed her with open arms? We're so happy to have you, Mabel. I knew better.
Mm-hmm.
I knew better. You can say that, but you got to say it on the heels of Tugboat, you're the best dog.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, it's got to, in that order.
As you do
Tugboat,
with,
you're the best.
You know, a human house guest, if you have someone over, you have to constantly reassure your, you know, your roommates or partners, like, you're still the best person.
Right.
This person's here, though.
Right.
Don't worry about that.
Just so we're clear, I did find myself thinking about the human equivalent quite a bit of, can you imagine... Can you imagine, be it a roommate or a child or whatever, to just be like, sorry, it's just a weird thing we have to do. I have to give him compliments 24/7. I gotta get
just a little back massage while you guys are eating. Don't worry about it. Eat it. Enjoy your dinner.
Just so bizarre. And then also, like, I would think that this is utter serious.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's happening is I'm trying not to swear right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would think that this is ridiculous, that I'm being absurd if it didn't work immediately.
Yeah.
It's just, it's tough. And then it's also that tricky element of learning that, like, oh, your dog is you.
Yeah.
That both of us are words of affirmation. That's our
love. That's probably true, huh?
And we need it constantly.
Yeah.
Wow. So things are fine going forward. Yeah. I know if I bring a new dog into the house, you basically have to ignore that dog unless Tugboat's not looking.
Hey, now you know.
There we go. Yeah. And now we're set.
Yeah.
Oh, Tugboat. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
No, what time is it?
It is time for My Mutt Minute with Brittany and London. Hit it!
Woo!
Hi, everyone. My name is Brittany, and I want to talk to you about my very fluffy family dog, London. He is the sweetest boy who gets along with both of our cats, even though they don't always get along with him. He is nicknamed George because, while he is a love bug, he's also a big dumb dog with a big dumb dog voice. As a puppy, he befriended a cricket and then crushed his cricket friend and got the nickname George because of the Bugs Bunny cartoons. And this is my friend, and I crushed him because I loved him to death. And that's London. He will love you to death and destroy your toes in the process of showing you his love. But when he's not on his favorite thing, a walk, which we're doing now for the first time after the Texas snowpocalypse, he's napping. And time.
What nap, Brittany? Excellent My Mutt Minute. And then, Alexis, would you like to tell the listeners the multitasking that was happening during this My Mutt Minute?
There was. So that was a video, like, My Mutt Minute. So she said it, that, you know, we're on a dog walk, but... I'm able to post the whole thing this week, so you can just see George/London in action on their walk, because he really is a big, floofy
just
dog, and it's really cute.
The best, but it is the type of dog that you're like, will be an embrace within 5 seconds.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
You just, it'll start with a pet, and then I'm just going to ease my way on into a big old bear hug.
Yeah, it's a hug dog for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a George dog for sure.
Yeah.
A little bit. Oh, we get it. The reference. Perfect. We understand. The grasshopper had a good run.
Absolutely. They thought, you know
Certainly.
What?
It
he might have
time.
Asked for that to happen. He said, you know what? You're my best friend.
Yeah.
I'd rather you do it. It's very sweet also.
Just as sweet as could be. I have no notes for this My Mutt Minute. It was perfect. In fact, I find it inspiring that you can multitask.
Yeah.
To the point where, listeners, if you were thinking, well, I simply don't have time, just do it while you're walking your dog. That's it. Give us a play-by-play. A field reporting, if you please.
Yeah. And, you know, there was for at the very end there, I think there was about to be some bathroom action and a very good pan away before mm-hmm. we saw any of that. So you can keep it clean for everyone. Really excellent filming skills, Brittany.
We love it. We'd love to see it. Alexis, if someone else wanted to send in their mind, mm-hmm. how could they do such a thing?
All you got to do is record it on your phone, your computer, whatever recording device you have, and then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll play it on the show.
Easy peasy.
Schmanners. Noun. Definition. Rules of etiquette designed not to judge others, but rather to guide ourselves through everyday social situations.
Hello, Internet. I'm your husband, host Travis McElroy.
And I'm your wife, host Teresa McElroy.
Every week on Schmanners, we take a look at a topic that has to do with society or manners. We talk about the history of it. We take a look at how it applies to everyday life. And we take some of your questions. And sometimes we do a biography about a really cool person that had an impact on how we view etiquette. So join us every Friday and listen to Schmanners on MaximumFun.org or wherever podcasts are found.
Manners, schmanners. Get it?
Hey, folks, it's me, James Arthur M., host of Minority Corner, your home through these wild times for weekly doses of pop culture, history, news, nerdy stuff, and more through a BIPOC queer and allied lens.
Hollywood.
I'm a black woman, and you need to put me in your pictures. I am Eartha Kitt.
Meow. Where am I right now?
Why it's February and March that you get to celebrate me and all the other beautiful black women in your life and or your history.
And still to this day, we do not have a federal anti-lynching law.
This is so bad, James.
They were like,
I didn't even know any of this existed.
Yeah, yeah. This is why we have these conversations here. So join me and some of your new BFFs every Friday here on Maximum Fun to stay informed, empowered, and have some fun. Minority Corner, because together, we're the majority.
Well, Alexis, I got big news.
Oh, you do?
I do. Okay. Today's show is brought to you in part by Bike, Toe, Leash, and ooh, baby, are they right in our wheelhouse.
Ooh, wheelhouse, bike joke. Very good.
Thank you so much.
They are. So Bike, Toe, Leash, it's lets you ride safely with your dogs on bikes, trikes, mobility scooters, and even in wheelchairs. So no matter your abilities, the dogs get a walk or a run. So they sent Renee the Bike, Toe, Leash, and
yes.
me just a little coupler. But basically this is just a leash that is firm and designed that you can connect it to your bike and the dog can't cross in front of the bike or, you know, whatever wheeled device you're using.
It's so well designed. And yeah, exactly. So it's basically a bar that extends from your bike or your wheelchair or your scooter or whatever mm-hmm. you need that it attaches pretty with not much room to the collar.
Yes.
So there's no way that they can get in front of the wheels.
Yes.
Now it is perfect for my bike. Mm-hmm. I love it so much. Also, the dog doesn't notice it. It feels exactly
yeah.
like, oh, this is just my collar that's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I also wouldn't hate it for just a regular walk.
Totally.
Imagine attaching it to my hip.
Oh yeah.
Right. Oh my God. The time I would save this
yeah.
company.
So,
because
what
everything.
They sent me is really smart, too. They offer these couplers. So, it's just like the similar thing, but it's to be linked between the two dogs.
Right.
So that they can't basically get their leashes tangled or anything. They just have to walk heel next to each other as we walk forward.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. It's one of those things that you get and you're like, yeah, wait, why did this just now get invented? This is perfect.
This is so smart. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm sure that you'll agree that the thing that they've done is the thing that you sort of worked out in your mind mm-hmm. of what could be useful. You're like, God, if only I had an arm that didn't bend. Like, yeah, I can. No, we've made that for
we
you.
We did.
That's exactly.
Here's that. Yes.
That's exactly our product. Everything's going to be much easier now.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, yes, of course, let's all get matching ones. Here's how we do it. Mm-hmm. Get it straight from the source at www.biketoeleash.com. That's www.biketoeleash.com. And there's a promo code for the first 100 customers for 10% off their order at CIPYD10. Again, put in the promo code CIPYD10. Get into it.
Yeah. Renee.
Alexis.
Summer is here. We
sure
know this. It's 4th of
right.
July. We've got the popsicles going. I was going to say grilling. The popsicles are grilling. The hot dogs are in the freezer. We're doing good. Yeah. Okay.
We're thriving.
But that also means that it's snake season for people that live in zones that have a lot of snakes, which we do, but it's where I grew up. I think, you know, most places have some snakes.
And we talked about this last week. It's lizard season, snake season.
Exactly.
Reptiles, it's your time to shine.
They're out. They're catching food. And it's a little bit scary if you're going on hikes, or you're using your new bike tow leash product and you're going on bike rides, whatever you're doing. I do think it's good to have some tips. You can, of course, like enroll your dog in a snake avoidance class, which is a really good idea if you're like a consistent hiker or something like that. But these are just some tips for just general
just
snake
in case,
stuff.
Just so you know, just so it's on the brain.
Exactly.
What would be good here?
So one of the first ones is just brush up on like your basic commands of like stay, leave it. And because that's going to be really important because, you know, snakes are curious. Dogs are curious. And that's not the best combo. but if you ever encounter a snake, leave it alone.
Good first tip.
Yeah.
Interesting that that had to be said, but we got it. We got it.
You
now
got
we
it,
know.
Right? Yeah. Don't, you know what? Stop trying to show off. they bite. and then walk slowly.
Walk slowly, I didn't know.
You don't want to do a bunch of sudden movements around a snake.
Gotcha. Just nice and easy.
Nice and easy.
Everybody, you're slithering, I'm slithering. We're all making our way out of this hike.
Yes. Okay. Don't do your best mouse impression because it makes them hungry.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So rattlesnakes are, you know, obviously the biggest threat, I would say.
Concern.
Obviously, they do their little rattle thing. However, not all rattlesnakes will rattle when they're disturbed. So pay close attention to where you're walking. People get too confident. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, that's not a rattlesnake. It's not rattling. Still might be. Just avoid. If you see a snake, avoid it. Again.
Just don't go near the snake.
Yes.
Okay, good. Good rules to live by. Yes.
And these, I know that these are like, this is for humans and dogs, basically. So if you are bit or your dog is bit, don't apply a tourniquet. Don't apply a cold compress. Don't cut into the bite. Don't try and, basically, don't, you know, suddenly put aspirin in the bite wound or something.
Okay.
Go get to a vet, get to a hospital as fast as you can. That's the main. Don't raise the bite area above the heart. A lot of those like old school, don't try and suck the venom out. None of that works. So just get to a hospital. That's like everyone I've ever talked to about who is like a snake expert, because my father is like this. It's like you really don't have much resources except leaving as fast as you can.
Yes. Just get out of there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. If you're like, is this, if you get bit by a snake and you're like, is this okay though? Because they are non-venomous snakes. Venomous snakes will almost instantly show signs of swelling and discoloration. So you'll know pretty fast.
This is very helpful.
Yeah,
okay,
right?
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's like a tingling sensation, nausea, rapid pulse, loss of muscle coordination and weakness. And then non-venomous snake bites are really harmless. So if they're bitten, clean and sterilize the wound, but it's not that big of a deal.
Okay.
So there's that. And that's the main thing. I know that this is like, doesn't feel super dog oriented, but you know, they interact in the wildlife and I thought it would be good to know.
No, it's incredibly helpful.
Yeah.
This was honestly, because California is a little tricky in that, snake season is kind of all season.
Totally.
Because it's always warm here, but this was 2 or 3 months ago. We were on a hike and, Tug got real close to, snake. And it was the same, type of like, why are you on the trail? What are you doing? Just slithering along with
just
you.
Gone.
But it is the, I guess, natural instinct of just like, just keep walking.
Yeah.
Just keep. I do like that about humans. Is it just like, oh, you'll forget everything you know, but luckily your DNA is going to teach you.
Yes, totally.
Maybe don't sprint away from this. Let's just, and don't alarm the dog.
No.
We're just going to keep on walking.
Yeah.
And it'll be fine.
I think, I truly think like obviously the snake avoidance classes will do, they have a few different techniques they use. I'm not a dog trainer. Don't take you. But I really think also in those moments, it's really important that you've got those like, come here commands, leave it commands,
right
down to a T, because that's
all
gonna
the,
be
all the things that you need. When we got back from the hike, I went hiking with my friend Hannah, and I told her husband, like, we saw a rattlesnake, and he's terrified of them, and Hannah's like, no we didn't. It was just funny. That's really funny. I think they didn't put that in the list. But then also, if you go with your friend Hannah, don't tell her husband afterwards.
Yes. Yeah. If you're very afraid of snakes, or you know, you don't want to hear about them, pretend this segment didn't happen.
Yeah. I didn't know he was afraid of snakes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
it's fine. But now we know. If you were listening to this, you're also friends with Hannah. Don't tell
him. Got it.
You saw a snake.
Renee.
Alexis.
There's a lot to be curious about. You know, things, sure is, things are opening up.
What are you, a dog looking at a snake, Alexis?
Yeah, that's one thing you could be curious about that you should avoid.
Sure.
And
yes.
What I want to know is this the year that I finally buy a kiddie pool and see if the dogs like playing in it?
Now, I saw this on the dock.
Yeah.
And the answer is so aggressively yes that I almost took myself to purchase it for you, but then remembered I don't know your address. So if you could just give me your address, yes, 1,000 times yes, I will buy it for you today.
Okay,
yes.
This is great news. I don't know why I'm reluctant to. I think there's this part of me that's like, am I just going to buy a kiddie pool and they're not going to care? And then I just have a kiddie pool that I have to deal with?
Sure. Well, and I think it depends. Yeah. It depends on the durability with which you want to get this pool. And sure. we want to be conscious of the environment.
Yes.
Don't buy a bunch of pools only to throw them away.
No.
Though, I think you can get yourself a fairly affordable pool. I'll give you that. How about let's do this? Get it for them. If they don't like it, Tugboat will love it. I'll buy it off you.
Great. Perfect. I did find some cool. There's some collapsible ones online that are pretty cheap. Yeah. And I feel like that's probably the way to go also, because then I don't just have this...
Sure. just hanging out.
Yeah.
And when those Santa Ana winds come in, it just blow it all over the place.
Exactly.
So I think this was 2 years ago, but we got a Minion themed mini pool for Mabel and Tug.
Yeah.
Back in the days where they got along. They're fine. Everything's fine. Tug was just having a weird weekend.
Yeah.
He's great now. But yeah, to watch puppies splash in a pool that has a bunch of Minions all over it. Adorable. It's very cute.
If I get one, I'll at least print out a picture of a Minion and put it in the bottom of the pool. So,
won't you please?
Yeah.
Won't you please?
Yeah.
Now, what is their experience up till now? We know showers are from.
Well,
have we?
Crumb,
yeah. Have they been by a pool?
Not a pool specifically. Crumb.
Okay.
Loved the creek in Sedona.
Right.
Just loved it. Was like, this is the best. And likes the beach, but it's. He's a little guy.
The waves are a little bit much, but he does like it.
Cricket, I don't know. This would be the only, we'll find out. You know, baths are one thing, but that's so different because they're like, you put it on their face and they don't like that. So
true. Yeah.
I'm curious if they, in a different environment, you know, you throw a ball around in there, maybe they'd like it.
I think it's be real. One, it's a fun activity for you. Mm-hmm. Two, let's get you a lawn chair. You dip your tootsies.
Oh, yeah.
They can just splish splash around. Also, I don't know what it's like to have a little dog in there.
Yeah.
Because a big dog will sort of take up the whole thing.
Yeah, right. Of course.
But I feel like Cricket and Crumb might be able to get a full game of Marco Polo.
That's what I was thinking, too. Like,
yeah.
How big do I go?
Yeah. I'm pretty big.
You think I should go really big?
I think you should get a full-size pool for your dogs.
All right.
Underground. I feel like let's start construction tomorrow. For the dogs,
okay.
Alexis. For the dogs.
Okay. And if it's not a success, then it gets bestowed onto Tugboat.
Yeah. Yes. And that is the radar. Because I saw it on the dock. I was like, me too. Mm-hmm. Here's what's going on in our apartment complex is that the kids, the actual children, have a mini pool that they have said Tugboat is welcome to.
Oh.
I don't think they know what they mean when they say
that's going to be messy. That's going to be messy isn't the right word. It's going to be chaotic.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I want to get Tug his own pool, but then also now I'm cluttering the place with Tug's pool, the kids' pool. And we saw what happened with Mabel if he doesn't get compliments the whole time. It's something to navigate. How about you start.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay.
And then I'll either be inspired by you and get my own pool and or buy your pool off you.
Okay. I love it.
Great. Well, Alexis, we did it.
Wow. Yeah.
Made it to the end
of
yet another episode. Listeners, we love you so much. I hope you had a good 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Happy full-blown summer to you all.
Happy summer. I hope you had a good 5th as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the
you know, everyone's always
January.
About 4th, but...
And July.
And July.
I hope I've gone well.
Yes.
All right. Well, should we let them go so they can enjoy their week?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, but we'll be back next week.
Mm-hmm. I bet we will.
All right, that sounds good. That sounds good, guys. I don't think it's gonna be a thing.
Okay,
but this weekend,
yeah,
Hank and Peggy's 70th birthday.
Whoa,
exciting! Gonna go see him. Taking Whoa. Ourselves to Colorado. Gonna do a little bit of zip lining,
wow.
a little bit of hiking. What a celebration! I fly back on Monday,
yeah.
and then the plan is we're gonna record on Monday night.
Yes.
I think it'll be fine.
Should be fine.
We're going to be here business as usual on Tuesday. But if for some reason we're a little bit late, it's because Renee's flight got canceled.
Yes, yes.
And but I think we'll be fine.
I'm also going out of town at the exact same time to see my parents.
But it's parent weekend.
It's parent weekend, but I'll be back before you. So
okay.
Right. It won't change much. But
you were.
But what's interesting is you're not bringing Tug also?
I am not. No, he's going to stay at camp.
Yeah, I'm not bringing Cricket or Crumb also. So this will be interesting, us with no dogs for a few days.
Yeah, we'll have plenty to say about that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I am nervous about it. Not for him.
Yeah.
He'll be great.
Yeah.
He loves it over there. But for me,
yeah.
it's going to be... Because let me make sure I'm saying this. I've been without him, certainly.
Uh-huh.
But... not in a very long time. So I feel like I'm going to be the one to be like, I need to get back to my dog.
Yeah, I'm flying back early. Yeah. Might happen. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. To the point where I'm driving to the airport and I'm parking near it instead of taking an Uber or a shuttle because I want to get back to the dog sooner.
Honestly, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
That's adorable and concerning.
What's the difference?
Yeah. Not on this podcast. On this, podcast is fine. Anywhere else, it's a little weird. Okay, well, until then, Alexis, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.